consider, or just maybe you already have. They watch you sleeping, you watch that garbage cook, you'd weep a bowl of tears if you.
Mistake. Okay, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. This is Dunkin' Donuts. I'll be here with you until the top of the hour. What you just heard, the Dirty Projectors from their forthcoming album. The song's called The Gun Has No Trigger. That's the new single from Dirty Projectors. Great stuff. And at the top, we heard John Mouse from an upcoming record day special called Smuggler's Way. That was the song Molly. Record Store Day this year is April 17th, I believe. And there's, as per usual, there's tons of special giveaways that record labels are doing specifically for that day. That looks like one of the best ones to my mind. Smuggler's Way being put out by Domino Records. It's a very special episode of Dunkin' Donuts today, because I have some special guests here in the studio.
Hi.
How about you introduce yourselves?
I'm Player One.
Player One. Okay, good.
Hi, I'm Sheik and Twisted.
Sheik and Twisted, hello.
And hi, I'm Aaron Stun.
And where are you? Why are you here? What brings you to all three of you together? What's the connection?
We skate with the Terminal City Roller Girls.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. you're all Roller Girls in the Terminal City group, and you guys, your season is starting tomorrow.
That's
tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Doors
season 6.
At Carisdale Arena.
Yeah, so it's your 6th season. You're going to be at Carisdale Arena. It starts at 5 tomorrow night.
Doors open at 5, yeah.
Yeah, first whistle's at 6.
Right. Cool. And so there's 4 teams. Tell me a bit about the club.
Well, we have 5 teams in our league.
Okay.
We've got 4 house teams, and then we have an all-star team, which represents us on an international level. So our 5 teams, well, we've got the Terminal City All-Stars. Aaron Stun plays for the Bad Reputations. I play for Public Frenemy. And then we also have the Faster Pussycats and the Riot Girls.
Cool. What is roller derby? What is this roller business?
Sure, it's a it's a full contact sport that's played on an oval track that fits nicely within a hockey rink, there's a couple teams of blockers that are attempting to play offense and defense against the jammers, which are the people who are scoring points. Oh, and did I mention it all happens on quad roller skates?
Okay. That helps. So this is the 6th season for this particular, for the Terminal City Roller Girls. How long have you guys been skating for?
This is Player One. I'm into my 4th year now.
Right.
I'm playing on the All-Stars now.
Wow. This is Sheik, and I'm entering my 2nd season.
Okay.
And this is Stun, and this is my rookie season.
Rookie season.
Yeah. So as a rookie, what's got you into roller derby? What is the name of it? Is it roller derby? Is that what you would call it?
Yeah. Okay. I just became really interested, and I went out to a bout, and I instantly thought, I want to do that. And we're lucky enough to have a program called Raw Meat here that happens in East Van at, I believe it's Thunderbird Community Center. And it's a drop-in on Saturdays, and it's run by people outside of the Terminal City Roller Girls. Mm-hmm. And they teach you how to skate. They teach you the skills. It's, you know, a $5 drop-in on a Saturday, early Saturday evening. So I went there for a few months and learned how to skate and went to Fresh Meat tryouts in September and got my butt kicked a little bit, and then got trained for a few months by these ladies. And
cool.
Yeah, now we're ready to go.
And so you're entering your second season, Cheek. So
that's right.
What was your first season like?
My first season was crazy. The Public Frenemy team is our fourth team. It's our expansion team. So last year we brought on a lot of rookies, and my team was built up of mostly rookies and four veteran skaters. And the veteran skaters did their best to teach us strategy and teach us skill. And we went from not scoring any points in our first jam of our first game against the Faster Pussycats to being in the finals with them and only losing by 17 points.
Wow.
They did really
yeah,
great.
It was an excellent championship.
How many points are scored in a game? Like 17 points. That sounds like a big difference, but it was close.
It was close. You can usually get between 4 and 5 points maximum in a lap.
Okay.
Because each blocker is equivalent to a point.
Okay.
So anytime the jammer passes a blocker legally at the hips, she scores their point.
Okay.
So points tend to come in bunches of of 4 or 5. So.
Right. Okay, so a couple of laps difference there.
That's right.
Yeah, wow. Very exciting.
Yeah, really close.
And then player one, as a veteran, what keeps you in it? You know, I mean, it must be physically grueling.
It is.
Exhausting.
I'm actually right now in the best physical condition I've been in the 4 years. I've spent sort of 3 years fighting off injuries constantly, and finally feel like I'm skating at you know, as about as well as I can. And for me, it's been nice to see the development of the sport over the 4 years that I've been in it. Like now, I have the privilege of playing on the All Stars and playing against some of the very best derby players there are out there. And it's just the skill level is really inspiring and challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's I mean, for those who aren't familiar with the modern incarnation of roller derby, it is a really a serious sport that's quite different than the kind of staged spectacle that it used to be. Although there is still plenty of spectacle to be had, which people will find out tomorrow evening.
Right. Yes. So you also brought some tunes in. So speaking of a little bit of spectacle,
sure.
You got some tunes. So what are we? What did you?
Well, the thing that I really wanted to bring in was a track from the brand new Great Lakes Swimmers album, which came out the day before yesterday. actually, I happen to be a part owner of the record label that manages Great Lakes Swimmers, so
oh, really?
I happen
oh, wow.
pretty interested in making sure it gets played.
Yeah.
But I brought you not one of the tracks that's being used as their singles, but another track on the album. Which is called The Great Exhale.
Great Exhale?
Yeah, it's on the...
Great, okay, so that's track one.
I don't know if that's what your plan was to do.
Yeah, no, that's great. So let's give that a listen. So this is Great Lakes Swimmers from Guelph, Ontario?
From Toronto. Well, they sort of say, you know, the Great Lakes area. They sort of identify with rural Ontario.
Right. Okay, so this is... and what is it? Wait, Exhale. The Great Exhale.
The Great Exhale from the brand new album New Wild Everywhere.
There we go. Here is Great Lakes Swimmers.
I'm coming home, so Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically. In your arms tonight. But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Masterpack, DJ Headspin, The Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Hellraiser 2. Time to play.
Hellraiser 2 by any means necessary. A fundraiser coming to the local theater near you, Rio Theater, in support of all Vancouver independent venues. Saturday, April 14th from 8 p.m. till 1 in the morning. This is a hell-raising night of cabaret, theater, comedy, music, and dance. Hellraiser nights are a series of fundraisers to help the Rio Theater survive the LCLB licensing hell. Hellraiser 2 is by donation and a 19-plus event. Come out and raise some hell. April 14th at the Rio Theater.
Hello, and you're back. That was the Pack AD from Vancouver, straight out of Mint Records. The song, or the album Unpersons, the song Sirens. kick-ass tune. And before that, we heard Great Lakes Swimmers from their brand new album, New Wild Everywhere. That was the song The Great Exhale. Check it out. Are they coming to town soon?
They're going to be back on tour in mid-May. They'll play a show at the Commodore. I think it's already sold out.
Whoa. Good for them.
Yeah.
Cool. And the Pac AD, I don't know. They're conquering. Are they on tour now?
I think they're on tour right now, yeah.
I know they played the Rickshaw a little while ago.
Yeah, waiting for them to come back.
Yeah. So you are on the All Stars.
I am.
Player one.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we.
Where do you travel to? What are the other kind of teams like? What are some of the teams that you've faced as an All Star?
Well, we're trying to rise in the rankings of the Western Division of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, which is the sanctioning body for roller derby, and so we do a lot of trips up and down the coast. So we just played last weekend in Portland and in Olympia, Washington. Two wins.
Nice. W's on the board.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah. I think that brings our record to 9-2 for 2012. A lot of those leagues have been doing it a lot longer than our league has, mm-hmm. and they're also a lot bigger. Hmm. They make them big down there, and, you know.
The leagues or the players?
The players.
I don't know what they feed them. They're huge. They're so tall, too. That's the thing.
Yeah, so we're learning to be wily, the All-Stars, right. and we're learning to play together as a team very tightly, and I think that's going to be the way forward for us.
Right. More of a finesse team than a bruiser team.
Indeed.
Just because of the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. And so tomorrow, Carisdale Arena is when you guys are doing your big kickoff for the season. Carisdale Arena is Buddy
right.
Holly played there. It's a very famous
place.
Yeah, it looks really cool. And starting at 5:00, doors open, and then people the bouts start at 6:00. What's it like? What's the atmosphere like at one of those?
It's great, actually. It's a combination of like good adult fun and fun for the family. Like it merges it really well. At first, people see kids in line and they get all nervous, like, "Oh no, it's going to be bouncy castles." And no, you get in, and it's a full contact sport.
Yeah, yeah.
So people get involved, and if you watch the game, you start to learn the game, even if you've never seen it. And then you start to cheer for people, and then the crowd likes to yell and scream and have cowbells and horns and whatnot. So it gets pretty loud in there.
Heckling? Is there heckling?
There's a little bit of heckling, but not a lot. It's usually a lot more support than anything else.
Support from the beer garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very respectful. There's
I'm a baseball fan, so I love heckling. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And we have a pair of tickets, so we will announce the contest in a second just as we're going to the next song. But if you are a roller derby fan, be prepared to call in. The number is 604-822-2487. The movie Whip It?
Yes.
Is that the roller derby movie?
That's right.
And do you guys hate that? Or do you, like, is it, like, really annoying?
It's not a bad representation.
Okay.
They took a few shots.
I just sometimes, like, I've seen movies about radio stations, and they're always like, oh, that's so
There's
that's
some
silly.
Inaccuracies, yeah. But it's, in terms of capturing something of the culture around the sport, it's not a bad representation.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they took cinematic liberties, if you will,
definitely.
With the action. I mean, we don't elbow people. We can't go backwards on the track and charge at people. We don't punch and kick. Like that, we don't do that anymore. But the camaraderie, the sistership, that all, you know, that's all there.
Yeah.
The heartbreak if you don't get it, the little victories, that's all in the movie, and that's all very much correct.
Great.
So, and they did a great job skating.
They did
a great job with the bank track skating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So the season's going to continue after, this is just the kickoff. You've got a bunch of games at Minoru Arena in Richmond.
That's right.
So we have a kind
Very
of a variety of types of event this year. So we have arena events that are happening at Carisdale and Minoru, and then we've got some smaller production bouts that are a really great scene for people who are hardcore fans or new fans, even people who want to get really close to the action, because you can get up you sit right by the track, and it's a smaller crowd, and it's kind of a neat scene as well.
And are they all evening bouts, or is there some afternoon things as well? Or
I think for this season, for the most part, they're all evening.
Okay.
In fact, there's some very late night ones. Oh, no.
Cool.
Do we have any? I don't think
The times aren't on here, but that's okay.
Just take a quick peek. they're all Saturdays, from what I see. So they should all be doors at 5, game at 6.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Type events.
Yeah.
But the Royal City Curling Club is our third venue. It's in New Westminster. All of our venues are licensed. So if you feel like enjoying a beverage, yeah, you can enjoy a lovely beverage while watching some great action.
Cool. For those of for listeners on campus, you guys, the three of you are going to be here today selling tickets, spreading the gospel of roller derby.
It's true. There's actually a few girls that are out on the square right now. So,
right
yeah.
now. Okay. So yeah.
Got a
you
bad
guys...
reputation out there right now.
front or back of the sub? Do you know, or like that's, or you're just kind of in the plaza, South Plaza?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Is it near a big grassy hill? Grassy knoll.
I think they're
okay,
south.
Yeah. So South Plaza, check out the Terminal City Roller Girls there. They've, you know, they're passionate about the sport, and buy a ticket to tomorrow night. So if you are interested in a pair of tickets, we are giving a pair away. And the trivia question?
If you have, if you've heard of us, or if you've seen us, or you've had a friend talk about us, let us know who your favorite player was.
And clearly the favorite players are the three that are here. So your fourth favorite player.
Your fourth obviously favorite player fourth after favorite. Us three, of
yeah,
course.
Exactly. So give us a call, 822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. And the first person in with an answer will get a pair of tickets to tomorrow night. 3 inches of blood.
Indeed. Well, right, as soon as I heard that there was a new album out, of course, I had to go online and purchase it.
Excellent. Very legal of you. I approve. So, 3 inches of blood. What's the song?
The song is My Sword Will Not Sleep.
My Sword Will Not Sleep. Let's go.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This April, Timber Concerts and CITR Radio are proud to present
Mike Doughty, April 5th at the Media Club. Doors are at 8 and the show begins at 9 p.m. The American singer-songwriter, formerly of Soul Coughing, is on tour performing a concert and conducting Q&As about his new book, The Book of Drugs.
Chairlift with special guests Night Jewel, Friday, April 6th at the Electric Owl. This will be an early show, ending at 11. All the way from Brooklyn, this electro-pop duo is on tour to support that new release, Something.
First Aid Kit with special guest Peggy Sue, Thursday, April 10th at Venue. Coming at you from Sweden, First Aid Kit is an indie folk duo touring to support their latest release, The Lion's Roar. For tickets, visit northerntickets.com or Red Cat High Life and Zulu Records. For more information, please visit tamberconcerts.com.
Oh, you're so lovely, and I'm gorgeous.
Walking down the street and a man tries to get your business. People that you meet wanna open you up like Christmas. You gotta wrap your fuzzy with a big red bow and no some bitch gonna treat me like a classy honey, kiss you, hug you, love it, dive it, get over.
Yeah.
That was Scissor Sisters from their debut self-titled album from 2004, Filthy Gorgeous. Very nice track. Nice pick there. Before that, we heard 3 Inches of Blood from their brand new album, Long Live Heavy Metal. The song, My Sword Will Not Sleep. I'm in the studio here with the Terminal City Roller Girls. This is Dunkin's Donuts with you for another 15 minutes. Thanks so much again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So there's a bunch. What after today or after tomorrow, when you have your season opener, you have 12 more or about 10 more or something like that, a bunch more.
We have 10 events total this
year. 10 events total. So the next one's in May or late April?
In a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, we actually one of those smaller production bouts.
That one's at Minoru.
It's at Minoru.
Cool. And then there's All-Star Games as well in addition to that?
The next All-Star Game is June 9th. We're going to be playing Rat City, which is going to be a very tough
Rat City, oh boy. Where are they from?
They're from Seattle. Ah. They're one of the original flat track roller derby leagues. We have a lot to learn from them, I think.
Okay. Well, that it sounds... I can't wait. It sounds great. And then if people... this is your rookie season.
Yeah.
If there's other people out there that are kind of interested in getting involved, will you guys have... Is Raw Meat starting up again?
Oh, Raw Meat goes all year.
All year.
So
okay.
Every Saturday. I believe their website is rawmeatvancouver.ca, but you can Google it. Every Saturday they have a two-hour practice, and it's all levels. People can drop in and practice their skills and learn some new ones. And then we have tryouts usually in the fall, in September.
Awesome.
And that's for fresh meat. And we just sort of test the basics, make sure people are going to be okay on the track.
Yep.
And then you go from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
And if people want more information about the various events that you guys are putting on, what's the website?
TCRG.ca.
Okay. And you can also Google it. That's what I did earlier
Google
today.
It's also
Google
on works Facebook. Very well. We're on Twitter. We're all over the
place. We're on everything.
You're all up on the internet. Good stuff. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Last song we're going to play.
It's Phil Dixon.
Your pal.
He's my pal. He's a local boy.
Cool.
He just came back from touring in New Zealand and Australia.
Awesome.
And he just released his new album, or his first album, Play.
Great. Okay, so we're going to hear the song Nothing But Love. If you're on campus today and you may be coming out for Block Party, make sure to check out South Plaza of the Sub, because you guys and some of your compatriots are already out there selling tickets, preaching the word about roller derby, hobnobbing, pushing away drunken students,
to miss. They're on skates.
you'll find them just fine. There still is a pair of tickets, so if you're interested in going, we're going to drop the trivia question. Although you should know who these skaters are. But just give us a call if you want a pair of tickets tomorrow night for the roller derby at Carisdale Arena. That number is 604-822-2487, 604-UBCC-CITR. Free tickets. It's going to be such a blast. Okay. Thanks so much. Here's Phil Dixon with Play. All right, that was Roller Girl by Anna Karenina. I guess I think she was in some Truffaut movies or something. French pop star from the 60s. And thanks again to the Roller Girls for coming in today. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
Thank you.
So just a couple minutes left. I'd like to remind you, if you like what you heard, the podcast can be heard at citr.ca, and the playlist will be at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com this afternoon. Just before I go, I'd like to plug a friend's show tonight, Robert Fougere, who does a whole bunch of stuff with Discorder Magazine, friend of the show, and all-around a swell guy, has a photography exhibit tonight at the Waldorf. It's at the Black and Yellow Gallery, which is in room 106. It's called Wistful Thinking, Found in Original Photography by Robert Fougere. And he has done some great stuff. It looks very fun. I think it may be even a little titillating. There may be some interesting photographs. I'm not sure. But I'm going to be there. It'll be a fun night. So make sure to get down to the Waldorf tonight. I'm going to close things out with a new song from the Chromatics. They've had an album in the works for a long time, and it's finally been released. We're going to hear the title track. It's called Kill for Love. And this is the Chromatics from Portland, Oregon. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week.
Yeah.
Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Masterpack, DJ Headspin, The Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
This plane is definitely crashing!
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet. Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.